Liberal Talk, Bart Cobb Radio.
It's time for our Sopranos moment. It's very, very short, less than a minute. For those of you who don't watch the show, Tony Soprano is a mad dog killer. But he has a good side, too. He's a good father. He's kind to animals. He only murders people when he has a reason, etc. And him and his wife recently separated. He's been cheating on her for 20 years. And she apparently, except with the dalliance with the priest, has been true to him. So now they're separated, and she's exploring the possibility of the dating world. Unbelievably, she got hooked up with Mr. Wiggler. What a great name. It's her 17-year-old son's teacher and college entry professor helper dude.
That's the thing, though. That book was way over my head. Why would you even be interested in someone like me?
Because of just that. I mean, who admits this stuff? Not only are you very attractive, you're unpretentious. You say what's on your mind.
So I'm a big mouth. I see how that would attract a man like you.
So, should we grab a meal or not?
Well, there are other things to think about. My husband, for one.
Well, your husband's going to have to get used to the idea that your life is moving on.
I'm not worried about my life.
Oh. You know what? Call me naive, but in this day and age, I don't really think your husband, if he found out, is going to break his son's teacher's legs. Not to mention how that would play in the admissions office in Arizona State.
Dude, for a man with a PhD, you're not real bright. Tony doesn't break legs. What he does, as a rule, is strangle you to death with his bare hands and then cuts off your head and your hands and they make you disappear. He's not going to break anybody's legs, dude. I have got the absolutely stupidest, dumb, funny story you have ever heard, or lately anyway. In the middle of March, I went to St. Louis to work on a project and to see my family. While I was there, obviously, I used my fabulous Southwest credit card to get my free miles. And while I was there, some monkey, I only used my credit card in a couple of places, so it's either the rent-a-car or... Hell, I bought gas one time while I was there, but some monkey writes down my credit card number. Now get this. And they've been ordering pizza delivered with a stolen credit card. Now how stupid is that? So I called this, Alicia's Pizza. I've eaten there once years ago, but I knew I didn't. They had me eating there on a Tuesday and a Thursday, and I wasn't in town those days, and I wouldn't order $23 worth of pizza for myself anyway. So this idiot, he's got a paper trail that a blind man could follow. So I called the pizza place, and I said, hey, can you look these up? And they said, sure. And I gave them the dates. They looked it up, and I said, yeah, we delivered that pizza to 4610 Morgan Ford Road. The guy's name's Beckham, and here's his phone number. And I'm thinking, not too bright. Who commits a crime and then has the booty delivered to their door with a credit card, a stolen credit card and a paper trail? You know those commercials you see on TV where the guy talks about he bought a robot, a girl robot, and the 40-inch plasma TV and this and that? And these idiots, instead of wiping me out, they went and bought pizza 8 days apart. And they haven't bought any since then. Now, how weird is that? 4610 Morgan Ford. If some of you St. Louis Bart Cobb fans want to go back and take a picture, but don't knock on the door, because it may be a ruffian. He may have guns. He may be drunk. That's just amazing. Oh, and the story gets better. So I call my bank, and they look it up, and they say, no, it's the only thing those monkeys have charged. And I'm thinking, not too bright. If you're going to steal a credit card, go crazy. If I'm going to steal a credit card, I'm going to Vegas, and I'm renting the big suites at Bellagio, and I'm ordering bottles of Chinaco left and right. I mean, come on, it's like in the commercials. It's free. If you're going to screw up big. Don't screw up for $45. So these monkeys, they buy two pizzas with my card. That's all they did. So, call my bank. They looked it up, said that's all they did. They canceled my card. They're going to send me a new card. And I said, so what do I do now? I said, you know, these monkeys have charged us. I mean, they gave their address. And I asked them, is it an apartment? No, it's a house. So I called the St. Louis, you're going to think I'm lying. I called the St. Louis police, whatever. I looked up on the Yellow Pages in the, or on Yahoo, looked up a nearby police station and called them, and they said, what you need is the fraud division. Call back tomorrow. They go home at 4 o'clock, and those fraud boys, they don't work so much. But he said, call back tomorrow and ask for Detective John Stewart. Now, isn't that weird? We discovered the crime spree, we investigated, we solved the crime spree, and now comes the good part. Now's where we got the rope around their balls, and now we're going to start yanking on it. Oh, this would be good. I wish I could be more local. I can't get up there to watch all this as it happens, but tomorrow, I assume, some cops are going to go knock on this monkey's door. And what's he going to say? I didn't order no pizza. Well, no, that didn't work like that. You don't order pizza to send to someone else's house. And they unexpectedly say, what? A pizza? What? Oh, so the pizza parlor called back and said, asked if I had another credit card that ended in 4017. I said, no, I only use the Southwest Airlines Visa card because that's how we get free Vegas. What we got here is a pattern now. So this guy, well, he wouldn't have worked at the rent-a-car place because that's clear across town. But why there? This guy's working at a 7-Eleven or something. And probably I stopped for gas somewhere, and the monkey behind the counter wrote down the card number and is ordering pizza with it. Not too bright, dude. They said his name's Beckman, 4610 Morgan Ford. But don't go by it, because like I say, he may be a nut, may have guns. Any of you out there in the St. Louis area got a digital camera, run by, take a picture of 4610 Morgan Ford. It's near Morgan Ford and Gravois. Go by there and take a picture of that house. I'll put it up on the web, and we'll have someone draw jail bars or something on it. I got an update for you, and it's a doozy. I got to thinking, who had my credit card when I was in St. Louis? So I, using that old IQ of 64, I backed well that, and I had the receipt in my hand, but I backtracked, and I only spent money on two things in St. Louis. I paid for a hotel, and I bought gas to put in the rental car, which nobody at the rental place saw my card. I paid for that online. And I paid for the gas at the pump. So the only person in St. Louis who held my credit card was the Holiday Inn Express. So I called there and asked, do you have an employee named Beckman? And they said, yes, we do. And I said, oh, you are in so much trouble. You just have no idea how much trouble you're in. And they're saying, what, what? And I said, I don't want to explain it to you. Give me the manager. Oh, he's not here. Well, call him. Give me his phone number. And I said, no, we can't give that phone number out. And I said, well, then you call him and tell him I expect to hear from him right now. I'm not waiting. I sue people for a living. I imagine you might want to take care of this sooner rather than later. And it's been a half an hour, and I haven't heard from the guy. And trust me, because this is an employee of the Holiday Inn Express, he put four pizzas, I figured out, on my credit card. This is an ironclad, completely sealed box that they're stuck in now. They hired this employee, this negligent thief and idiot crook, to handle strangers' credit cards. And what they don't seem to understand, finally, when they didn't call me back, I called the Holiday Inn customer service, whatever, the people that are supposed to make you happy, and I explained it to the lady, and she said, oh, you're not going to get anywhere suing us. And I said, lady, trust me, I sue people for a living. I'm not going to sue this stupid idiot that has pizza delivered to his house on a stolen credit card. I'm suing you. She said, this is not our negligence. I said, we can let a judge decide that, but I can sue you for $4,500 in small claims. And not only that, but you know it's going to make the papers. Don't go to Holiday Inn Express. They're going to steal your credit card and buy pizzas on it. That's how stupid the crooks are at Holiday Inn. You'd think they'd want to bury something like this. She said, did you call the police yet? She's telling me this is a crime. And I'm saying, yeah, I know it's a crime, but I kind of think you'd want to keep this quiet. And I thought we'd handle this in a civil manner rather than a legal manner. And she said, well, no, you need to call the police. And I said, well, you're right. A police report would make my civil case stronger. And she going, what are you talking about, a civil case? And I said, lady, you don't want this to go out, to go places. You don't want this story to have legs. You don't want this story flying around on the internet and in newspapers and in radio stations that Holiday Inn Express hires stupid crooks to steal your credit card. You want that story to get out? And again, we don't know how big this is. Why would the guy pick me? Odds are the guy's picked 25 people a day, 50 people a day stay at a Holiday Inn. Maybe he's been there 2 weeks. What's that, 300-400 people? And they're not too concerned about this. What I wanted to hear them say is, oh, Bart, you've been wronged. What can we do to make it better? And I'm going to suggest $2,500 to make it go away. They got nowhere to go. They are so guilty. As soon as they said, yes, we got a Beckman that works here. Oh, you are so guilty. You are in so much trouble. You just don't have a clue how much trouble you're in. when this lady said, you can't sue us. And I said, oh, you're speaking legally for Holiday Inn right now, explaining I can't sue you? And she said, well, no. I said, well, let me have your legal department. She said, well, I'll have one of the boys in legal call you. So trust me, this is going to be interesting to see how this turns out. They need to make this go away right now. And if they don't handle this smartly, it's going to get real big, and they're going to wish they had not effed with old Bart on a legal issue.
The big story this week was Condoleezza Rice's testimony before the committee to investigate pre-9/11 intelligence failures. Here now with further comment is Condoleezza Rice.
Tina, Jimmy, thank you for this opportunity to further discuss these issues. Tina, as I have said, there was no silver bullet that would have prevented the attacks. Richard Clark did issue that memo, and I did read it, but it was purely an historical document, not a plan to prevent the tragedy from occurring.
You know, Dr. Rice, your testimony in front of the commission was all done under oath, but this is all strictly off the record here.
Oh, off the record?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what went down. Look, that memo, and I was like, oh, brother. So I went right into the president's office, and I was like, hey, dude, you have to read this. And he was just like, oh. And I go, Mr. President, this could be really important. And he's like, oh.
So you never got him to read it?
No. Do you know how hard it is to get him off that treadmill once he gets going? He's like a hamster in a little wheel. Then he goes, show it to Cheney. So I head over to Heart Attack Jones's office, and he's like, reep, rop, 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 roop, roop, show it to Fleischer.
So did you try anyone else? Did you try Fleischer?
I took it to Ari Fleischer, but when I got to his office, there was a scrunchie on his doorknob, which meant his J-date had gone very well. I couldn't get anyone to read it. It was hopeless.
So if they all ignored it, why did you cover for them?
On the record? Because I believe in the vision of this administration and want to help them bring democracy to the world. Off the record, they bought me a Range Rover and promised me VP in 08, y'all.
Condi Rice, everyone.
Our good buddy John Stewart crossed into a place he's never been before. You know, he does his show live, but they have the ability to beep out the words. Well, he just decided he was going to use the C word. You won't hear the C word or any portion of it, but check out how he handled this.
Judge Michael Obis declared a mistrial following reports of alleged jury intimidation. The mistrial cost taxpayers a total of $12 million, which is a whole lot of wasted money to anyone other than Dennis Kozlowski. The controversy centered around juror number four, or as we prefer to call her, JFO. The woman, Ruth Jordan, began receiving threatening mail last week after being identified by name in the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal as the lone holdout for acquittal. The Post even going so far as to call the 79-year-old woman a, quote, batty blue blood because crazy old would be over the line. That's why they... You didn't think I had that in me, did you? Oh, it's in there.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at bartcop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
Well, that was show number 35, Bart Cop Radio, as heard on bartcop.com. Hope you enjoyed the beatdown. Maybe someday it'll be a classic. Didn't seem like a classic today, because a classic must age. So thanks for listening. If you're not a subscriber and you're listening, shame, shame, shame. Unless you're listening to a sneak preview, then no shame, but you ought to sign up because we're getting better with every issue. I know what you're thinking. You're going to wait till show 50 or show 75 to sign up. But the peach trucks are everywhere. Get in while you can. Bart Cop Radio, signing off, getting to work on show 36 right now.